Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Natalia. Do
No.
you have Krishna Florent on the line? He's ready for a Roundup claim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Krishnell, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
All right, perfect. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents or contracts for this matter?
Yes. Besides the documents that I currently just signed, yes.
Okay, but no contracts with an attorney or retainers, correct?
No.
No. Okay. And was it yourself or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It was myself.
It was yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. What was the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The subtype, I have no clue what that means.
No. Okay. So it's unknown. That's okay. Sometimes there's a subtype or a type of non-Hodgkin's.
Do you mean like a stage, like a stage of it, you mean?
No, not the stage. No, it's just sometimes they call it something different, but that's okay. I'll just put none. It was just non-Hodgkin's. And have you had more than one diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's or just that one?
This one.
Just one. Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
February, I mean, no. I was diagnosed July 15th, 2021.
July 15th of 2021. Okay. And did you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home, okay. And besides yourself, did anybody else in your household or any neighbors that you know use Roundup?
Not that I know of, no.
No, okay. And what was your age when you were diagnosed?
When I was diagnosed, I'm currently, okay. I'm trying to do the math. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Take your time.
I was 32.
32. Okay.
Wait, no. I'm so sorry. I'm getting like my head is like spinning circles right now.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. That's okay. So
Yeah.
how old are you right now? How old are you today?
I'm 39.
39. Okay. And you were diagnosed in 2021, so that was 3 years ago. So you were 36.
Yes, I was 36.
36. Okay. All right. And then for Roundup, did you use it for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay.
Like, you mean like that I use it
Not every day,
a
no.
year before I got diagnosed?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I used it for over a year before I got diagnosed.
Okay, so you did use it for a year before you got diagnosed, but more than 1 year. Okay.
Yes, I used it for 7 years.
7 years. Okay. And then what year did you start using it?
February 2013.
February of 2013. Okay. And what year did you stop using it?
April 2020.
2020. Okay. So, yeah, that was a total of 7 years. Okay, and then what was the address of the home that you used it in?
74 Northwest 4th Street, Homestead, Florida 33030.
Okay, 74 Northwest 4th Street, Homestead, Florida.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I heard everything correctly. Okay, and then the phone that you're on right now, is it a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay, are you able to open up text messages or your email if you needed?
Yes.
Okay, all right, sounds good. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. What about rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
What about diabetes?
Yes.
Okay. And what about HIV or AIDS or autoimmune disease?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history?
No.
Okay. Any other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
No. Okay. Just the main diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. And then can you spell your full name for me?
CHRISNEL. And then my last name is FLEURANT.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
Okay. And your date of birth?
March 23rd, 1985.
Okay. And your social security number?
8100-49515.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your cancer?
I saw it on. Wait, can you say it again?
Yeah. So how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your cancer?
My doctor ran some tests, and it caused when he ran my when she ran my test, it came back that I had Hodgkin's lymphoma because of the Roundup.
Because of the Roundup. Okay. And but how did you find out that the Roundup was connected to the illness? Was it on TV, on Facebook, Google, anything
It
like
was
that?
on TV. It was on TV. I seen it on a commercial.
On the commercial. Okay. All right, perfect. And when was that, around what time or what year?
What year did I see the commercial? Or what
Yeah.
year did I?
The
I
commercial.
seen it around like. It was around like last year that I seen it.
Last year? Okay. All right. And then what is your height and weight?
My height is 4'5".
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
My height is 5 foot.
5 foot, okay. And your weight?
I'm currently 205.
205, okay. And then is this your cell phone number, the 786-285-7957?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is a good email address for you?
DEQUANDREKEMP 2005 at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. Okay, I'm going to repeat it just to make sure I heard everything correctly. I have DEQUANDREKEMP E-K-E-M.
It's Q-U-A-N.
Oh, Q-U-A-N. Okay. And then DREKEMP 2005 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay. And then you said you used Roundup for about 7 years. How many times per
Correct.
Month did you use it?
Two times a month.
Two times a month. Okay. Okay, so two times a month, so around 24 times for 1 year, and then you used it for 7 years. Okay, let's see. You started February of 2013, and then you said you stopped April of 2020?
Correct.
Okay, all right, perfect. Did you apply it every single month or just seasonally?
I applied it two times a month, so I guess you could say not seasonally, but like I did it often.
Often, okay. So every single month, and was it a hand?
Yes, I did it. I applied it every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, okay. And then was it a hand sprayer or a backpack or with a hose?
I did it with the hand sprayer, a spray bottle.
Okay, the spray bottle. And did you use any protective gear when using it, like gloves or masks, anything like that?
I've used a glove and a mask.
Okay. Gloves and mask. Okay, and then what state did you use it in?
Florida.
Florida, okay. Okay, and then the home where you use the Roundup, is that where you currently live?
No.
No, okay. All right, so I'll skip that part. Give me 1 second. Okay, were you personally spraying Roundup or did somebody else use it around you?
I personally sprayed it.
Okay, personally sprayed it. Do you live near a water well at all?
I don't live too far from a dam.
A dam? Okay, that's a little bit different, but not a well. You don't go get your water from a well, correct?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been exposed to other herbicides?
No.
No. Okay. Have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And was the Roundup a concentrate or a premix?
It was a mix. I mixed it with water.
Okay. All right, and then where did you normally purchase it? What stores?
Home Depot.
The Home Depot, okay. Yeah, that one's pretty common. Okay, so Home Depot. And do you happen to have any receipts or any credit card statements or any bottles of leftover Roundup?
No, I threw it all away.
Okay.
All the Roundup, I threw it away.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. And then have you ever smoked?
And like ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And how many years approximately have you smoked?
I've done it maybe two, three times, but it wasn't like anything harsh.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're not like a constant smoker?
No.
No. Okay. Would you say you smoked for maybe like just 1 year, 2 years?
Not even a year.
Not even a year. Okay. No problem. And are you currently employed?
No.
No. Okay. Did you ever lose any time from work from having surgeries or any treatments?
Yes, I had a stroke.
You had a stroke. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. What dates were you unable to work?
I haven't been able to work since I had the stroke, so I had my stroke in May. So I haven't worked since May.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay, so May up until now. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay, and have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yes, I've tried to do it, but I had got denied.
Okay, no problem. And what kind of claim was it? Was it disability or workers' comp?
It was disability.
Disability. Okay. You said you filed for it, but you got denied.
Yes, I had got denied. I think they said, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not 100% sure. I forgot what they said, but I could give them a call and get the information if I need to.
Okay. All right, no problem. For now, I just need a quick note, so I'll just put that you filed for disability, but you got denied. But just, keep that in mind in case the attorneys call and then they want more information. But that's okay for right now.
Okay.
All right. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No. Okay. And then, other than any minor traffic offenses or any parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then, do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Starr.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce. I don't know how to pronounce the correct way of saying it, but excuse me if I say it wrong. I believe it's Dr. Star Montner. However you pronounce the last name. I
Okay,
can spell it out for you though.
I was gonna say, can you spell it for me? Doctor, pr spell the first and last name.
Okay, it's Starr. And then it's Mauter.
Okay, Mauter.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So Doctor Star Mountner. Okay, and then, do you know the address of the medical facility?
It's 5000 University Drive, Coral Gables, Florida, 33146.
Okay. Coral Gables, Florida, 33146.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And do you have the phone number of the physician?
No, I had lost my phone, so I lost all contacts, so I have to find out how to get the number back.
Okay. All right, no problem. And is there a name of the facility? Was it a like a hospital, a private practice?
South Miami Hospital.
Miami Hospital. You said South Miami?
Yes.
Okay. South Miami Hospital. Is it Baptist Health, South Miami Hospital?
No, South Miami.
Just South Miami. Okay, no problem. Let me see if I can Google it so I can find a phone number. All right, one second. Okay, so Dr. Starr was at South Miami Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then what was the last date that you were treated?
You said the last date.
Yeah.
The last date was the July 19th.
July 19th, okay, of what year?
2022.
2022, okay. All right. And then do you have medical records that show the diagnosis and the type?
You said, do I have medical records?
Yes.
It's with my doctor who treated me.
Okay, so you don't have them with you. You would have to request them.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then can you share a little bit more of how the diagnosis has impacted your life? So anything you want to share, anything like physical issues, emotional issues, financial, anything like that?
Financially, I couldn't provide. And emotionally, I wasn't able to be there for my kids.
I see. Okay.
So it was a lot. I haven't been able to provide for my family or anything and that such.
Okay. All right. So financial issues, emotional stress, not able to provide for the family. So I'll make a note here. Okay, and then what type of treatment did you receive? Was there any stem cell transplants, chemotherapy or immunotherapy or radiation or surgery?
I had injected chemotherapy, immune therapy, and I had pain medication.
And pain medication, okay. All right, and then what is your current mailing address?
My current mailing address. Seven seven five Northwest 6th Street, Florida City, Florida 33034.
Okay, you said 5th Street or 6th Street?
6th Street.
6th Street, okay. Florida City, Florida, okay. All right, perfect. So that's it for the questions in the intake here. The last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens to you, and if you become unresponsive, we can continue the case for your loved ones. So we'll only contact them if we can't get a hold of you. So for your emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
They live with me.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Daughter.
Your daughter, okay. And what is her full name?
Julie.
Okay.
It's Julie Florent.
Julie Florent, okay. And that's Julie.
No, it's spelled different. It's DJOO. LY, and then
Okay.
it's Florent.
Florent, okay. You said DJ. Olly?
Yes.
Julie, okay. All right. And her phone number?
786-572-9931.
9931. Okay, perfect. All right. So that's it for the intake here. Chris Nell, what I'm going to do next is I'll send over an electronic document for you to sign. It's the retainer agreement for the law firm to start working on your case. So I'll send it via email and also through text message. So you can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help navigating the page. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I've just done it maybe like 15, 20 minutes ago before I got on a call with you. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people use DocuSign nowadays. So yeah, it'll be pretty simple. It's just a few initials, a few signatures. This one is for the attorneys.
Okay.
All right, so let me just review, make sure everything's spelled correctly. You'll see it soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign. So you'll get it from me. You see.
Okay. I see it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so go ahead and open it up. Go through it really quick. If you have questions, I'll be here. Meanwhile, I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for the attorneys, okay?
Okay. I'm finished.
Finished. Okay, let me just make sure it went through on my end here. And yes, everything looks like it's signed. All right, Chrisnell, thank you so much for letting me assist you today. Thank you for your patience. That's it on my end here. I'm your step one, I'm your intake specialist. Next, just wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the paperwork, and then they'll call you just to verify everything and they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You too.
All righty, thank you. Bye-bye.